Deborah Amiro Camelin is the author of the new book, Natalie, An Acadian's Tale of Tragedy and Triumph. She joins me now. Welcome, Deborah. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Ben. I'm happy to be here.
Tell me about your inspiration behind this book, a little bit about the book and your inspiration behind it.
So as a child, I learned from my grandfather that I was Acadian. And growing up in Ottawa, you didn't hear much about my Acadian roots. But whenever we came back here in the summer, we, of course, went to Pubnico and we learned more and more about our Acadian heritage. And I think I always knew I wanted to write a novel. And so I think when I came back here, as I retired, I was in the public archives in the museum in Pubnico. And lo and behold, I started to see little tidbits of information about my own roots. And that inspired the book.
And you kind of touched on something I was just about to ask you. The Acadian expulsion really is a dark part of, you know, our local history, our provincial history. And it's a story that doesn't get told often enough, really. You hear of it, but you don't hear about it in great detail. You don't hear how connected certain parts of the U.S. are to this part of, you know, Canada and Nova Scotia. So that's pretty interesting. And you said about the archives. Were there any historical stories that you stumbled upon to help you write the book?
Yeah, so I remember going through the attic in my grandfather's house as a young teen, and I came across a story called Natalie and Ange, and it is the love story of these two young adults who were teenagers during the expulsion, and it parallels Evangeline. It, you know, it has the same sort of thing. They met, they fell in love, they were separated during the expulsion, only it has a happy ending because they actually found each other and married, and that's why I'm here today.
Right.
But when I was in the archives, I guess I didn't realize that they were my fourth great-grandparents.
Wow.
So I started to find little tidbits like, oh, well, when they came back to from Massachusetts to Canada, they built a ship, and the ship was captained by Ange. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And then Natalie got separated from her family in Grand Pré and traveled with this man named Basil and his sister. And they got to Pubnico and she was 13. And I went, oh, that's interesting. So it was like all these little breadcrumbs that actually started to form the story.
Mm-hmm. And it's the book itself is historical fiction. So there is some fiction in there, but it's kind of based on historical accuracy, right?
Yeah. So the expulsions that happened in Grand Pré and in Pubnico, I think this is one thing I really learned was that everybody knows about the expulsion from Grand Pré, but there were actually three expulsions from Pubnico. And the first one happened in 1756, and that's when my family's ancestors would have been expelled with the D'Entremonts. And so that one, and they somehow met a captain who wrote a letter to the governor in Massachusetts to keep them in Massachusetts. And so they never went to the Carolinas,
right,
or down to Louisiana. But what's interesting is Natalie isn't in that story. They lost her. So I thought, oh, what can I do with Natalie? Well, I'll make her indentured.
Right.
Because, you know, she actually survived and she was only 14. So mm-hmm. You had to have her protected somehow.
For sure. So that's kind of a summary of the story. You don't want to give away too much, of course. But when's the book going to be coming out and where can people get it?
So the book is available now for pre-order on Amazon and Indigo and direct from Ronsdale Press, which is the publisher. And I believe it's going to be available at Kohl's. So if you're in the Yarmouth Mall, I think you should be able to pick up a copy there. I will be doing a few book launches. The first one will be in Pubnico on February 28th, and I'll have copies available for sale then. And I'll probably do one in Yarmouth and Tuscut because it is the Acadian story. So a lot of them are sort of interested.
For sure. Now, you said you've kind of been interested in this, looked into this since you were even a teenager. How long did it take you to start, you know, formulating this story and writing it down?
So I think as a kid, I always knew I was going to write an Acadian story. My background is journalism, so I have that writing, you know, yearn
right.
in me. And I always thought it would be sort of a time travel story. So these, you know, four little kids, which, you know, my siblings, and somehow going back in time during the expulsion. And then Outlander came out.
Right.
And I was like, okay, story's been told, and I'm not going to compete with Outlander. So I, when I saw that story of Evangeline, that, you know, like Natalie and Ange, right, and that story, I thought, okay, well, maybe I'll make it more factual. And lo and behold, it took about a couple years to write it, and then a couple years to get it published. Publishing with a publisher is a long process.
I bet, yeah.
And takes a lot of patience.
Is this your first book?
So it's not my first book. It's my first novel. I am known more as a poet,
right,
and I have released a couple of books on poetry, and I've been in lots and lots of anthologies on poetry. And I also am a labyrinth facilitator, and I actually co-authored a book on rituals in the labyrinth.
Okay.
But it was self-published, so it's available through us, through our website.
Nice. Anything else on the horizon in this? Will it be a series? Will there be a sequel to the book? Anything like that?
There will be a sequel, yeah, because they did come back, and I found out that Ange is the one that actually settled in the Pubnico. So his brother went to Amuro's Hill. That's a different line. And so I will try and write a sequel to this one, because it also shows the land grants. It shows sort of the war in the States and how it was affecting them. The blacks, sort of black loyalists coming. So there's lots of things to
write about
into another story.
For sure. Well, that's great. Anything else you want to add?
No, it was a labor of love. It is what they call YA. So it is
young adults.
Young adults.
Yeah.
That means that you don't have to get smutty when you're doing Lexi. Mm-hmm. And so it is written for sort of 12 and up, but I think anybody can enjoy it.
Great. Well, Deborah, thanks so much.
Thank you.